Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And what shall we discuss?
Science.
And ETs.
And ETs.
Ah.
And the Malaysian airliner.
Ah.
I think that's enough for an hour, don't
you? Yeah.
And the science wave.
And the science wave.
Which is not.
Yet.
But can you tell us what we'll be addressing in the science wave?
When it occurs.
You tease.
What if I give you my guess? Will you confirm it?
Very well.
Okay. So two things. One, we'll be focusing on what the proper use or the original use of thinking is meant for, as opposed to what we've been using it for. And the other one would be incorporating consciousness and science.
Perhaps to the first. Yes to the second.
Okay.
Good job.
Not that that will be the only subject, but it will be a part of it.
Who else? Someone else thought that too. Was it you? Okay.
Incorporating consciousness and science?
Yeah.
I think that's the next step.
Mm-hmm. Yes, why don't you read your questions?
Me?
I love these questions.
Okay. You told me that I have an OD focus who is a documenter in a hybridization program and that I'm participating in this subjectively. I assumed they were the Grays, but I think you said to Oba that they're not. So I'm just wondering, who are these people or these beings, and why is there a hybridization program taking place?
To the question, who are they, that is a difficult question to answer. For you classify other dimensional beings in certain manners, for that is the manner in which you perceive them. Mm-hmm. It is not necessarily the manner in which they manifest.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. It is the manner in which you configure them. Therefore, the question of who are they is a question that would be the same if another dimensional being asked, who are you?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Go on to the next one.
So what about the other one?
Hybridization, that would be in relation to, in your terms, different species that they incorporate in their reality, and to an extent, including their own. And this is a loose translation. In generating a type of more advanced genome. Although that is a loose translation, for their expression does not include genetics in the manner that you are familiar with. But loosely speaking, it is a development of different species that is being explored to enhance them and to incorporate a stronger strain in the species. There are several species, including these beings, in that reality that are considerably susceptible to certain physical affectingnesses that generally create what you would term to be early disengagement, early death. Mm. And to strengthen the body consciousness and enhance it to be more resilient and stronger, they are investigating and experimenting with creating hybrids.
That dream I had with the woman and the large eyes hovering over me while I was on a table, I don't know if it was an operating table, but is that the same dimension?
No.
No. Okay. Okay. So humans are not involved in the hybridization program.
No.
Okay. Okay. So that's a distortion.
Yes.
Okay.
Reminds me of Hitler.
Oh.
It's sort of a similar thing, like making the best of the species. And so we weren't involved in that one, but I think we've experimented in our history with that kind of thing before, right?
Yes.
Oh, you got, okay. Have I ever seen an extraterrestrial?
Have you?
Yeah. Ori?
Is Ori?
No, I have not.
No.
Anyone can ask.
Has anyone in this room seen an extraterrestrial?
Have you?
Yes. I kind of think I have at this point.
You would know if you did.
All right.
It would not be a guess.
Well, okay, I'm thinking the Men in Black, you know, when they disguise, the extraterrestrials are in disguise.
No.
They're not camouflaged?
No.
Okay.
Oh, then I guess we would know.
You would know.
But what
on
if...
television.
Yeah. Precisely. In your fictional characters.
Exactly.
No, you would know.
But you, okay, you said that there are extraterrestrials here that we can't see.
So walking among us?
No. I express they are aliens, not extraterrestrial.
I thought they were the same.
No, they are not.
What's the difference?
Extraterrestrials
come from
are
space.
Other beings that occupy your physical
right.
reality, meaning within your known universe, therefore
mm-hmm.
in your physical dimension. They merely occupy a different planet.
Okay.
Aliens would be other dimensional beings that bleed through or that you bleed through to or that you can engage through projections. That would be different.
Okay. All right. That's a good definition.
Extraterrestrials you have not encountered yet.
All right.
And they have not encountered you yet. Aliens, yes, for these are other dimensional beings, which are generally, as I've expressed, other focuses of
yourselves. Like the Greys. They're
yes.
aliens.
Yes.
We translate and that we are really creating them looking like that benign gray,
yes.
shades of gray.
Oh,
when
I
really
see an extra trust
to,
you.
This is kind of, to not... Who
What's
knows what
intention?
The apparatus would be sensory,
Let's
like eyes, but to see them in
Let's
their home environment would be
yes.
a whole different thing.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
A probability.
It would.
Should we ask a probability?
Yeah. Gotcha.
So what's the probability of us seeing an extraterrestrial in our physical focus lifetime?
Taking into account that any of you would continue within physical focus. For at least another 50 years.
We got that.
The probability increases considerably for them within this next 50 years. It is considerably likely that you will be generating considerable leaps technologically and scientifically, and therefore there is a likelihood that you will incorporate the capability of venturing beyond your solar system. And once you move beyond your solar system, the probability of encounter at that point is tremendously high. I would express that, therefore, within your lifetime, will you individually, personally interact with them? Not as likely, but you will know of them. And you will be privy to interactions. But as I expressed previously, beings in your physical reality, in your physical universe, incorporate similar technology to yourselves. You are all moving at a similar rate, so to speak, technologically. Therefore, it is likely that you will meet in the middle. It will not necessarily be, or it is much more unlikely, that extraterrestrials will come to you or that you will go to them and discover them. It is more likely that you will meet in the middle, and from that point, you will establish more interaction and be more aware of each other and others. But initially, it is most likely that your engagement with each other will be in what you term to be space. Your encounter will be in space.
Are there any ETs aware of us right now?
Not yet.
So they're kind of at the same place that we are.
Yes. They speculate that there is other life
within
your universe. Just as you do, but they have not generated the technology to reach that far yet.
Why are we so in tune with one another? Like, we're so in sync that we'll be meeting up in 50 years, possibly?
It is likely. I would express, why would you not be? You are all interconnected.
Okay.
That's right. The idea is popping up. All right. That's
good. You are not only interconnected with your planet.
With everything.
You are interconnected, yes.
In consciousness.
All. Yes.
May I throw in a quick...
Yeah.
Oh, okay. This is my thing I was talking about earlier about, have I seen one? Now that it's been established that the aliens would be other dimensional, and yeah, rather than ETs, so ETs off the table right now. I was out at the Area of Enchantment and I was on a wooden ramp taking, I like take pictures of lizards that live out there, and in between the cracks in the wood, I saw this little tiny thing, and it just struck me with some kind of energy, like this thing was, I'm not trying to depersonalize it, but it was looking at me, so was that energy of other dimensional, or was that an actual bleed through, or do you have any...
That would be a moment in which you were actually allowing yourself to perceive or see what I have discussed previously as other beings that occupy your space arrangement that you do not see, that are veiled.
Okay, so it's a piercing of the veil briefly.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. And he reconfigured it? The being? This? No. Oh, no, he didn't. He didn't?
Cool.
Huh.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's cool.
Tracy would like to know, was cloaking technology involved with the Malaysian flight? Or, wait, did it go through a portal? It went through a portal to another dimension?
Not necessarily move through a portal. No.
Oh,
It disappeared.
It disappeared?
Yes.
Okay, was cloaking technology involved in that?
No.
No, okay.
Did it reconfigure itself? Like, it just disappeared, poof, gone? It didn't, like, reconfigure into some sort of...
Other
something
dimension?
Else? Yeah.
Yes.
It did.
Yes.
So it disappeared, and it but the same atoms and molecules just did a nice little shifty dance and reconfigured into...
A different dimension.
A different dimension.
Yes.
Was there, was anyone assisting in that outside of the plane of making it go into a different dimension?
Well, the occupants.
Like, were other human beings, was it an intentional creation by human beings to make it do that? A consciously intentional?
No.
So why did it happen?
I would express that it was not an objectively, as you express, conscious decision, but it was an agreement to emphasize
what can happen.
What were we discussing?
Attention and no, okay.
Consciousness and
magic.
Oh, magic! Oh.
And what is magic?
Poof.
Transformation.
Something
figuring something into another thing. Alchemy.
Something about
taking
the possible impossible.
And making
precisely.
It into something.
What was
precisely.
It again?
I said something about the possible and impossible, but I don't
yes.
know how to
it
phrase
is,
it.
It is the action of the impossible being
possible.
Possible.
Okay.
Turning the mundane into treasure.
If you will.
That's that alchemy type of analogy.
Is what you perceive to be impossible.
Okay.
Possible.
Being possible.
Are we going to have more of these instances pop up now? Because we're into this?
That is a potential. But it is dependent upon you collectively. I would express that this in itself has created quite a stir.
Mm-hmm.
Would there be like an exchange student sort of thing where someone else would come there?
That's a good one, actually.
No.
Okay, oh, just curious. May I throw in one more? Okay, the on the notion that there was the memory loss when they came to their new environment, is that a kind of a par for the course thing, that memory loss, or would it vary in different circumstances?
It would vary.
Okay.
But generally, yes.
Okay.
It would be a par for the course.
Okay, gotcha. On a side note, the famous Flight 19, my assumption is Flight 19 actually went into another dimension, but one of the dimensions within this dimension. Would that be correct? And that there would be more awareness and maybe less memory loss and less strangeness when they got to where they...
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Always wondered about that.
Yes.
Thank you. Cool.
Can they come back?
Agree on this.
Can they?
Okay, no. Is it probable that they'll come? This flight will come back. They'll come back to this dimension. Can we reappear them?
Not presently. Can they? Yes.
What happened to their bodies? Their physical Earth bodies.
They have
disappeared
been,
them.
And they have been reconfigured. They have reconfigured their molecular structure.
You know, Elias, I don't like that. I don't like the idea that, not that, the reconfiguring part. I don't like the idea of forgetting. I don't want to forget.
Then you would not do it.
All right, thank you for that. Because I'm not doing it. Because I would do it if I could remember, baby. I don't like the idea of the single leg thing or whatever that thing was.
Is there a common motivation that everybody on that plane at that particular time would do this? Like, was there, obviously it wasn't conscious, but was there, like, I don't know, even know how many people were on the plane, but was there a something going on with all of them that they would, they
do
did
that?
This collectively? They might not have never
known
each other.
How does
your essence, or how does whoever makes these decisions? I sound like Steve Mortier. How does that come up with, you know, this? Oh, let's just do this now. Was it like a something that they decided in the moment, or was
in the
it,
moment? Yes,
they decided exactly that moment. It wasn't something that they.
No, it was not planned.
What brought all those people together, though? What was the commonality? I think, right?
Yeah, exactly. What all of a sudden made this whole entire plane full of people.
I would express that the commonality was this would be difficult to explain without immediately incorporating a distortion. But express in this manner. The commonality of a curiosity and an interest in beyond. Now, that could be translated as a dissatisfaction with present. Or a disinterest in the present situation or configuration. But that would be a considerable distortion, for that was not entirely the situation with all of the individuals. But that is a piece. Therefore, all-encompassing, the commonality that all of them shared in different capacities would be a curiosity with beyond here and now.
Kind of like a suicide.
Kind of like we all have.
No.
I would disagree.
No.
I would express that many individuals incorporate an intellectual curiosity or a partial curiosity in relation to what is beyond here and now. But most individuals do not incorporate a curiosity to that type of extent, that there would be a willingness to participate in an action such as this, regardless of whether they were objectively aware before the moment. It matters not. For them, in the moment, it was a choice. just as in the moment death is a choice. But this was a, in your terms, coming together of several individuals with that commonality, which is not common. Not to that extent. Most individuals within your physical reality hold to the physical reality considerably strongly and are not necessarily willing to alter that or to explore outside of that. Yes, exploring more of it, but not necessarily outside of it.
Yeah.
Most individuals in Care Braids, conflicting ideas and perceptions, even in relation to death, which is a choice that is, to this point in your reality, inevitable. And all of you will generate that choice at some point. But most individuals incorporate difficulty with even that choice, not to express in any manner that is not death and exploring outside of this reality. That is, for most individuals, too unfamiliar, too unknown, and has not even been speculated about. You do speculate about death. You do invent ideas and philosophies about death. You have not even speculated about other dimensions.
Until now.
Precisely. But it emphasizes, as I expressed, that magic that it matters not whether it is very large or very small.
Mm-hmm.
That... they are expressed the same. A jet or a particle. They incorporate the same abilities. It matters not what their size is.
Yeah, that's what Abraham says too.
Castle is as easy as a button, right? Yep. Or a button.
Whatever, but yeah.
But it seems like it must then... happen to individual people much more often, right?
Like a lot of missing persons?
Well, I'm just thinking,
no.
Like, well, but if they had to all get together and think this thing.
They didn't think it, though.
They
just chose in the moment. They didn't choose beforehand.
No, I know, but wouldn't they all have to have chose it in the moment, the same thing?
Yeah.
So it seems like...
the numbers.
You know, hive mind? No.
Like, just probability wise, I guess, no. That...
that all those people could come together,
yeah,
at that time.
But that
agree
was
at that
purposeful.
Time. That was purposeful.
That was not an accident that they all converged together. That was intentional that those particular individuals were together in that same direction and with that same flight. That was not random. And this, what is more significant, is that they drew themselves together, for it is considerably rare,
mm-hmm,
for individuals to express in this manner. Therefore, for that number of individuals to connect and direct themselves to each other in that configuration for that flight. That is an unusual configuration of energy. For I would express, no, this is not a common action individually or otherwise. Individuals do not generally create this type of action. As I expressed, for the most part, all of you hold too tightly to your reality and your identity in this physical existence. Therefore, this is not a common action. Individuals may be missing, but that is not to say that they are disappeared. This is not a common action. It has occurred, and when it does, you notice.
So what happened to Amelia Earhart?
Yes.
Did she disappear? So when did she go to another dimension too?
Yes.
Cool. So and that cool. Wow. So when you, I think I heard you say that when they went to the other dimension, it was about in 30 minutes time they.
In your time.
Okay, so the question is, when they went to the other dimension, was there a time period where they actually were still aware of this dimension?
No.
Oh, there was never a time when they were aware of both dimensions
no.
at the same time?
No.
Was Amelia?
No. Okay. And in between, which was that time framework that I offered, which is a translation also, what
yeah.
you would experience here in this reality, not what they are experiencing, but in that in between, yes, there is somewhat of an awareness. It is not entirely clear, but there is somewhat of an awareness. But once that movement is generated into the other dimension, no, then there is no memory. There is no recalled memory.
Recalled memory.
So do those beings, like, dream? Would they, like, would they reconfigure themselves into, would they, I think everything dreams.
Yes.
I think that's it, every
yes.
consciousness dreams.
Yes.
Would they have dreams of Earth? Because, I mean, they don't have a recall, but they have, it's part of their experience, right? Would they have, it's part of ethnicity?
Not necessarily.
Would they know?
For, as I expressed in an example, individuals in your reality can generate in your terms, a suppression of memory, although it is not necessarily actually a suppression, but what you term to be a suppression of memory, and they do not recall even in dreams. And it would be the same with that. It is not that they cannot recall absolutely, but it would be considerably difficult. Just as there are many of you that have generated projections to other dimensions and have experiences in relation to those other dimensions, you do not recall them and you do not dream about them.
Is that dimension they went in, are they shifting?
No. That is
only us.
Yes.
And what does it mean? What does it mean when we are going to be 100% shifted? What does that mean? That we have 100% acceptance of ourselves? And what was the other thing that we said?
That we're aware of all of our choices. I mean, well, that's
the action of this shift is to promote acceptance, to be aware of acceptance. Is that to say that you all will be 100% accepting continuously? Not necessarily. If that were the situation, there would be no conflict and you would be generating utopia. And I have expressed many times,
utopia.
You are not generating utopia. It incorporates as a main objective is thinning the veils or dropping the veils of separation, which is significantly important, for that includes what you are aware of. For a part of the expression of separation holds you in your perception of your world, of consciousness, of your universe, and of your own identities. That is all a part of the aspect of separation. It holds you in a position in which you generate very specific perceptions. You perceive yourselves individually. You occupy an individual body, therefore you must be individual. You incorporate very strong associations with your individual identity. You are you, and no one else is you. It is difficult for you to even consider that more than one essence can be involved with one focus, other than generating the distinction of being an observing essence, which we continue to do. This is how strong your associations are with identity. And that is a part of the expression of separation, which is within your reality, and has been to this point a part of the blueprint of your reality. This is the reason that this is a master source event. For you are changing a factor of the blueprint of your reality, which is significant. It is, in your terms, enormous. It changes the entirety of your reality. It changes exchange. It changes economy. It changes societies. It changes government. It changes yourselves. It changes perception, which is all of your reality. For if there is less separation or no separation, it changes the entire structure of your reality. It is not merely the fun idea that with thinning the veils of separation, you can speak with your dead grandmother. Or that you can peer into another physical dimension and express your greetings to the aliens.
Well, kind of sounds fun.
Those are some, perhaps, of the fun aspects, dependent upon your perception of it, or the terrifying aspects of it. But the implications are far exceeding that reach. It is a matter of your structure, how you perceive yourselves. You are not singular. You are interconnected. It reconfigures how you perceive the structure of your entire reality. Matter, form, structure, any of it. You have very strong rules in relation to matter.
Oh, yeah.
And what it is. Mm-hmm. You are sitting upon a configuration of matter. And it appears solid.
We do a nice job making that so.
And you perceive yourselves to be a separate entity from it. And you are not. This alters the entirety of your reality. This is the reason that your system and your structure of commerce will break down.
You don't have to buy a coach. You'll just, when you want to sit there, you'll just manifest where you'll just
it is not,
turn yourself into
a... It is not a matter of... instantly configuring.
Damn.
But it is a matter of recognition of interconnectedness.
Synchronicity more.
And therefore exchange is not necessary.
Those will be drawn to create, build artistically or dwellings or whatever, and they will that'll be their natural propensity to want to do those things.
Yes.
And they will be in agreement with others, and
yes,
it will be not really exchange, it'll just be like a kind of a mass sharing of abilities.
Cooperative,
yes, that was what I was looking for. Thank you.
Yes.
May I throw in one?
In the genuine sense of the word. Mm.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to hog a session.
You're not even hogging.
I feel like I am.
No, you're not.
This popped into my mind. Vivette years ago had a session with you, and this is from memory. I hope I'm not messing it up, but you said, Vivette asked you, did former U.S. President Eisenhower have a meeting, and the wording was perfect, with what he believed to be extraterrestrials. And of course, the key thing is extraterrestrials would be, from this dimension,
yeah,
and that would
no,
be something
no, he didn't.
That would fit in with that time period when people were already starting to be aware of, like, so-called flying saucers and whatnot. But what he believed to be, so therefore you agreed. So I'm assuming that would be what he thought were extraterrestrials, were other dimensionals, and he did have an encounter.
Yes.
Cool. Okay, that clears that up. That's
what he believed.
What he believed. But it wasn't bona fide other dimensional visitation that was actually, I guess, kind of like a diplomatic thing? Or what,
was it
what
physical?
Was that,
was
no.
That,
not,
was...
not diplomatic? Okay.
Very brief.
Oh, okay. Did it have to do maybe with like the science and technology of the time that he was introduced to that, or...
No,
yeah.
More likened to an introduction.
Okay. Did they make the overture to him then, or?
I would express that it was mutual.
Mutual. Okay. That's cool. Thank you.
You are welcome.
Was it a
Have all of
being?
Our presidents
was it,
done
was,
that?
Did he see a physical being?
Yes.
Like not just a.
Yes.
And then you also said that John F. Kennedy did also. Or,
yes.
Yeah. Okay.
What about Obama?
No.
Yeah. Go figure. I don't know why I said that. I don't know why. It just didn't feel like he was into the aliens.
He's a lawyer.
I have no idea why I said that.
He is an alien.
Oh, Lord. Let's not go there.
No.
Oh, I like him. Don't you guys like him?
No, I said let's not go to the alien discussion.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. All right. You want to ask some questions? You can talk about your salt water.
Yes, that's what I was hoping to do with, too.
Well, I've been looking into a lot of things since the last time we spoke.
Have you been experimenting?
In a way. So, I did a lot of looking of actual salt water, and there are things that, and I looked at different aspects, mostly from the, I guess, either generating or storing energy, like on the battery side. And, you know, it is clear that people have made batteries out of salt water, and so I just started looking at maybe refining the technology or something, and so I did research on different cathodes, anodes, that kind of stuff. And so, going to the beach, I guess, next weekend. And so, I bought different materials for cathodes and anodes. For some reason, I think all my anodes are focused on aluminum. But the cathodes are carbon and stuff. But there's different, anyway, it's not working out exactly the way I was thinking, but what, I guess the point I wanted to get to is, I was looking at a lot of different, very interesting things that seem to have happened around 2008, and then, and this is really just by viewing the internet, and then sort of tapered off after that, or just stopped, you know, like, there was this one guy that looked like he could make, he was trying to cure cancer for himself, and he was able to, if he set this high power radio frequency thing at salt water, he could light the salt water on fire, and he was exploring doing things like that, and there's a lot of videos and things, but then he ended up dying of cancer, and I couldn't find any real evidence that that went any further. What else? There was a guy that, sort of related, but made this boat out of just wave energy, ocean wave energy, and then took it from, like, Hawaii to Tokyo, and that was in 2008. And I think this thing about, pretty sure it was that that thing that you showed me today.
Yeah, magneto-electro.
I'm thinking that was also 2008. But the, so there's this thing where if you run, really if electricity runs through a very high power magnet, it'll generate magnetic force. And so there was this person or somebody that figured out you could actually make a propulsion engine out of it, and you just run electricity through salt water and then have that electricity flow across a very strong magnetic force, and it could just, you know, push the boat or whatever. But I guess one of my questions is there anything significant about 2008 as far as that goes? Or is it just coincidence?
No. It's not coincidence.
Is there a conspiracy involved? That's what I really want to ask. No conspiracy. Okay.
No. As you are aware, in that particular year, not merely your country, but your entire world was considerably upset or unhinged. There was a tremendous generation of energy in that time framework, a great energy of fear was being expressed, and a tremendous surge in energy in relation to this shift in generating a push against commerce. Mm-hmm. And this you have generated other smaller pushes before that, but you generated a significant push in that direction that year. And pushing forward towards the direction of eliminating exchange and money. This was occurring throughout the entirety of your world, not merely your country, which generated a considerable upset throughout your world. Different cultures, different countries, different societies addressed to it in different manners, but it also generated a considerable concentration of energy in which it influenced in a manner of what you may term to be despair. It was such a surge that it created a type of panic, which also created a ripple of despair. You chose not to generate a catastrophic event, which I continue to express and reiterate, and you continue to not choose that, but you chose a direction that was considerably difficult and did create a significant ripple in a manner of demotivating, despair, many individuals disengaged, many.
Well, excuse me. So is that you're saying that's why that kind of thing ended, or are you saying that's what caused all of this?
That was a contributing to a significant contributing to stopping that movement. To discouraging it.
Right.
Now that is not to say that it cannot be regenerated, but at that point, it stopped that movement. It stopped many movements, and that would be one.
Mm-hmm.
It stopped many movements that were beginning to move forward in discovery, but were not quite at a point yet of considerable discovery, and therefore many directions, many explorations of that type stopped. It generated a very strong ripple in despair, which demotivated many, many, many expressions and many, many, many individuals. Therefore, inventors stopped inventing temporarily.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, therefore, that year does incorporate a significance.
Interesting. How many people disengaged that year?
Many. I would express in that year more than the average death toll.
Hmm.
was expressed.
Are more people disengaging in this year too, it feels like? Or am I just aware of more people disengaging this year? By suicide, it seems like.
Not more individuals are disengaging at this point than what you would view as average. But there is a slight increase in disengaging by that method of suicide.
How come?
I would express that this is twofold. Partially, you have been steadily moving in a direction throughout your world, once again, not merely in your own society, in which you have promoted and encouraged more and more and more immediacy. And the expectation, I would not even express preference, for it is not always a preference, but it is expected, of generating actions and expecting immediate results, even to the point of death. Generating also the other aspect, which is the twofold, control, which individuals are generating somewhat of a confusion. It is a transitional period. And there is some confusion between being self-directing and being controlled. In this railing against what individuals perceive as outside control, but confusing choices of expressing themselves with choices of expressing their own control. And those two factors together is creating somewhat of an upsurge in relation to this method of suicide. I would also express that there is another factor in being in an in-between. Incorporating information and not necessarily moving that information into knowledge yet. Having information, recognizing intellectually, and not necessarily yet applying. Therefore, being aware of the concept of being present and not necessarily actually being.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're
thank
you very much.
Thank you.
And I shall be anticipating our continuation.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So shall we.
To all of you, I express a fond au revoir and a tremendous expression of lovingness and affection. And I shall be engaging you shortly.
Yes.
To you each. Au revoir.
Au revoir. Au revoir.